T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
What now?
Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say? Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great buildup and then nothing.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy. Okay.
So screw you, Keith.
Yeah.
Right.
Screw you.
Yes,
exactly.
We don't need you.
Stupid jerk.
We don't need you.
Kiefer Madness. Rich Keith is just that guy makes you laugh.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
You know what my friends call me?
Whiskers.
Because I'm curious like a cat.
Some students have thought it's kind of sweet. Others said it's downright creepy.
We took them turds and we crammed them in between the number there, so that's 1:32, 1:33, 1:30.
There are some funny elements to the case. There's nothing funny about being locked in a dank bathroom for over an hour.
Here we go. It's a Friday at noon.
1:30, 2:30, 3:30.
That's right, Dale. That means it is time for Kiefer Madness. It's the week in review. And we start, actually, we're bending the rules a little bit. This was actually last Friday. One of our great callers to the show, Eric from work.
Hey, technically, that's the week. You're not really breaking the rules.
Well, no, it's usually Monday through Friday, Jason.
Jason, listen to rules the, are yeah, made to
I live in a world where it's 7 days.
Why are you being so difficult right now? Why are you the way that you are?
I have to ask my parents.
Why don't you throw some more sand on the ice here?
We had a real good thing going. I thought we had a good momentum here, and then all of a sudden, no, not so much. So last Friday, Eric called in, and again, it's a false count anywhere Friday, Dale. We
so
open it up.
Available.
We do. We open it up to this kind of discussion, but he had a very specific challenge in mind.
So I have a source saying that Christian Foray is a bully. So I would actually like to challenge him to a fight. He can come to the gym, sign a waiver. And I really am anxious to get my hands on him. Because once I do, he's going down. And then I'm just going to get him in the Muay Thai clinch and knee him in the face a bunch of times. I'm going to tap him, get him on his back, and beat the shit out of him.
All right. So he went a little strong there, to be honest. But obviously, Fourier and Maloney on last Friday, they had to respond to this. You can't take something like this lying down. So they had a response.
So I don't know what to do about that.
So now we understand that this guy's like about 6'3", so he's actually got some
size. I heard
he
was a big fella. I don't think he was a very I don't think he's like Wiggy big. Like Wiggy's big, but he's athletic. I just hear what I heard is this guy is just big. Oh, this guy? I think I can win.
I don't know if
this guy, I think I can win. I'm feeling pretty good about myself. Let's go!
This guy, I think
Let's
I got
go!
Him.
Yeah! Bring my number two pencil.
I'll be honest, didn't really convince me there. I feel like you take that or you take this?
To get my hands on him, because once I do, he's going down. I'm just going to get him in the Muay Thai clinch and knee him in the face a bunch of times. I'm going to tap him, get him on his back, and beat the shit out of him.
Oh. He had much more of a game plan. Fourier goes, yeah, I think I could take him. He doesn't sound athletic. I'm like, I don't know. This guy knows Muay Thai.
Well, maybe.
I would take his word for it.
Really?
You going to doubt him?
Yeah.
I would not.
Okay.
He was very passionate about it. He claims that Fourier is a bully, which I've never gotten
that
sense.
Well, now, Rossi's seen this guy. Does he look like somebody who knows all the Muay Thai?
I have not seen Eric, but Caitlin has.
He could know
and a couple
Muay Thai.
Of producers when I was not here when he may have come to the building once. So you better be careful, Dale. He could come for you.
Seeking out Rich Keith.
He could.
I'm just going to get him in the Muay Thai clinch.
He's going to get him in the Muay Thai clinch. So that's good. I mean, that's pretty dangerous stuff. We also found out on Wednesday.
I hope Christian signs the waiver, by the way.
We learned something about Dale today, or on Wednesday, I should say, because you found somebody on Twitter was showing about how many unread emails they had and how many unread texts or maybe how many missed calls they had.
Bragging about.
You know
the red circle?
Yes.
With the big number inside of it?
Yes, and this is the thing that you would have a problem with.
I mean, I have to know.
Having like 100,000 unread emails, it seems like you just shut down that email.
I am a little OCD, okay? I freely admit I'm OCD.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to handle that.
But I couldn't go with 20. There's my phone. I have one thing that's got a 1 in it. And my email has a 2 in the red circle.
Two emails, you better check
two.
That. Yeah.
And at some point here, during the next commercial break, I'm going to go in and delete those two
Smart.
Emails. Or
then you can feel better. You can rest easy
or
after
at least
that.
I won't respond.
It's probably all junk anyway.
It would drive me crazy. To see that red circle with that number in it, I would get the shakes.
The shakes, Dale.
It would drive me crazy.
The shakes.
No, I am. Listen.
Now,
I'm,
you don't like it because it looks like it's clutter, no, or do you don't like it because you think you're missing out on,
I'm
like, some sweet
guy
email?
Who unloads the dishwasher when my wife or kids load it and reload it so that I load it properly.
Oh, that's insane, is what that is.
What?
Insane. You reload. Once it's there, it's in there.
Oh, no. It's got to be in there in a very specific way.
Oh, my God.
You've got to have the cups in a certain spot.
Really?
And the plates in a certain
Holy
spot.
Holy smokes.
It's funny. As soon as you said, I was like, you're crazy. Then I thought about it. When my wife loads it, I always go in. I'm like, hold on, let me take a look at that.
Just help me out here, honey.
Oh, I'm like, great. I don't have to touch it.
I have a spot for the plates.
Is there a plate spot?
It's not as dumb as it sounds, is it?
Well, you're siding with Rossi. You feel better because Rossi.
Oh, he's siding with me. But it's the same thing with the little circle on the phones. I can't stand it.
No,
it's
I don't
like
that.
Dirty. It's cluttered.
But what's even weirder to me was all the people bragging about it. Like, look at all these messages.
I got 75,000 unread emails.
You see, somebody tweeted us. There's like a record. There's literally
4 billion.
4 billion. Like, what kind of jackass are you?
Well,
you
first
4
of all,
billion?
How can you accumulate 4
I'm
billion?
I'm telling you, every time you go to a store and they're like, can I have your email? You're like,
yes,
yep, you can. Yes, you can. Please send me all offers.
That is absolutely photoshopped. And whoever did
that's
even dumb for doing that. Like, what are you trying to prove?
No, that's probably true. Now, it's been a little while since the Robert Kraft story came out, and the defenses don't stop for Robert Kraft, Dale. This week, we heard a couple of kind of new ones, at least one new one and maybe an add-on to one. Here was Chrissy, who called in yesterday.
First of all, that woman is his girlfriend. So, the first one, he's stopping by, you know, he's got the Super Bowl, he's got to plan the party. They get into a fight because she wants her entire family to show up. So he stops by the next day. They make up. As you can tell, they made up. He gives her $100.
They weren't in the Super Bowl yet at this point, Chrissy.
They hadn't even won the AFC Championship.
No, they hadn't won that game yet. They weren't even in the Super Bowl.
This man has big parties to plan all the time.
Okay.
All right.
One detail, though, in your story has changed already, just to be fair, right?
Oh, my gosh. I'm telling you, he's going to claim that the district attorney needs to prove that they are not boyfriend and girlfriend.
Okay.
Or else. That's it. That's what I think. He's gonna say that's my girlfriend. And they're gonna go back.
Wait.
To
so who was the first woman then?
I thought it was only one girl.
No, two. One was 39. One was 58. Two different women.
Oh, I thought it was just the one.
Tougher sell, maybe.
He's like, that's okay. He's got lots of girlfriends. He's got lots of money. He's hanging out with rappers. He's got lots of girlfriends.
Like a sister wives situation, maybe.
Oh my gosh.
So she thought, Dale, that there was one woman. And it was leading up to the Super Bowl. But she just kept going. She said, you know what? That's fine. He has other parties. He has other parties. It's fine. He's got other parties, too.
And then you brought up the whole Sister Wives thing.
Yeah, Sister Wives. That's
among the TV shows I am not interested in seeing.
It's not a very good show. But my mind races when I watch that show.
I bet.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. We also heard another. This is something we had not heard before about Robert Kraft.
Hey, Robert can get out of this pretty easy because he didn't do anything illegal.
I like that. John comes out swinging here. He's going to get out of this easy because he didn't do anything illegal. I don't know
You miss 100% of the shots you don't
take. That's true. All right, let's hear what John has to say.
Oh, okay. Is that right? How do you figure?
All right, you walk into the massage parlor and you pay up front for a massage, correct?
Right, yes. Well, yes, he didn't get a massage, but continue.
Right, well, yeah, well, the second time, I guess, it just...
Yeah, I was going to say...
There was for sure no...
John, you're sort of falling apart as soon as you talk about the second time.
Yeah, but okay, I'll play along.
But still, he paid.
Right.
They took him into the room.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so he paid for the massage.
Yeah.
Now, if there's going to be extracurricular activity...
There was.
They want money up front. Now, you're saying that he got the extracurricular activity, then at the end, he tipped them.
John, it was like a payment sandwich. He walked in there, gave money, went in there, got the activity, then paid again. So there was money before and after the event, which was not a massage. Why is it, Dale? Do you think people...
Some people are trying... Look,
because what does it matter?
He is a beloved figure here, okay?
I know,
He really is. Fans love him.
He didn't commit a horrendous crime or anything,
so why are you
trying to talk your way out of it?
But because they just don't even... And part of that, it goes back to the whole Patriots history thing.
That's true.
Oh, come on. Spygate, Deflategate. Now, well, never mind.
They hate us because they jealous of us.
Yeah, Yeah, that too.
Maybe that plays a part in it. I don't know. But then the beauty of the Robert Kraft story is you end up going in all kinds of different directions with these conversations. Like we talked about Sister Wives the other day, which why on earth would we ever talk about Sister Wives? Mm-hmm. We also talked about, I think, a change that should be made. If I was to ever run for office, Dale.
I think you should.
My first thing would be it should be legal to have sex in cars. And that is a topic of conversation from yesterday as well.
I think if you're making sweet love in your car, you should be allowed to. I feel like
sweet,
you should.
Sweet love in your car?
I do. I think so.
I have to admit that's something that happened many years ago, but not recently.
Don't you think, Paul, that should be allowed?
It depends when and where, not if you're in a Walmart parking lot at 2 in the afternoon.
No, you know what? You bring up a good point, Paul.
Waiting for your youngster to get out of elementary school in the parking lot.
What if I was in my driveway, and I just couldn't get into the house, we'd put the seat back, and all of a sudden, wouldn't that be fine?
Yeah, but if somebody can see you, it's lewd and lascivious behavior.
But they might be able to see me in my own house if we have the windows open.
Do you do that?
Yeah.
It's none of your business, Dale, what I do. Drive by my street, you'll find out.
I don't want to now.
What's wrong with that? I think more people are going
to
be on my side.
In the same way I don't want to see the Robert Kraft video, I don't want to see Rich Keefe doing what Rich Keefe does.
If I'm in my car.
In the front seat of his car.
I'd be willing.
Seat back.
I'd be willing to make a compromise.
Oh, look, there's only one thing showing above the window there.
Full compromise?
Well done, Rich.
You have to have the windows up. Keep the stank in. That's the one thing.
Doesn't that fog the windows all up?
Yeah, then you can't see. Then it's fine. What's the problem there?
The stank. Yeah. The stank in?
In, yeah, with the windows up. That's right. What's wrong with that, Rossi?
They say if you're a parker, if you would.
A parker?
That's what they call it. You have
I didn't know
back
about
that. Window, just a crack.
Is that what they say?
Just a crack in the back window.
Every time we come up with one of these topics, Rossi's got some tidbit of, I had 70 massages, and now it's just a
actually, in the community that I'm in, this is what we do. You were very quiet the other day. Now, all of a sudden, you have a lot of knowledge here.
The parking community, just the back window, a crack, because you want to get the fog so it covers all the good stuff.
Sure.
But you need just enough air so you can breathe.
I like it. That's good stuff. Now, Dale also stumbled upon this on Twitter the other day. It was trending, Florida man and your birthday, and then you
there
give that a
really
Bing or a Google, and you get a whole bunch of them.
Just Google the two words, Florida man and your birthday. You don't need the year, just like April 6th.
So these were the ones that we came up with yesterday for everybody that was on the show and what their birthdays were.
Florida man gets 40 years for killing girlfriend with fire.
Oh, my God.
Florida man attacked by a crazy squirrel gone nuts.
I like that title. I happen to like that one a lot.
Florida man finds bright green iguana in toilet, calls 911. Florida man found passed out drunk behind the wheel in a Wendy's. Florida man tells jury he dismembered dad's body, fearing blame for death.
That would do it.
That is an aggressive one.
Florida man decapitated by helicopter.
That was insane.
I mean, every single movie or TV show you've ever seen, you get out of the helicopter, what do you do?
You gotta duck.
You duck!
Your hair's going everywhere anyway, your suit just flying open, your whatever, you gotta duck.
Florida man worried about vampires intentionally burns down his home.
That's got to be the winner.
And just a reminder of that one, that's on December 26th.
That's right. That was the day after Christmas.
Florida man accused of cutting off penis of ex-girlfriend's boyfriend. Well,
very
caught
well.
Your attention, didn't it?
It certainly did. I would have clicked on that headline.
Florida man denies syringes found inside rectum are his.
I don't know what you're talking about, Doc.
Hey, they're not mine.
They're not mine. Leave me alone.
I mean, I can prove it. Well, maybe it's hard.
No, maybe. Now, this is a brand new segment on OMF. Everybody, we like to workshop some new things. So OMF have decided to do, I don't know if this is a Thursday thing, at 3:30. Each guy on the show is going to pick a topic, which is a little off topic, right? Something that you wouldn't normally discuss.
And not Christian was very high on this
Not
idea.
Chris Sale. Yeah, he was very excited about it. And so they put it on their Twitter account, OMF on WEEI.
Yes.
And so Lou, his idea was talking about minor league baseball salaries. Shocked that one didn't win.
Uh-huh.
Glenn's, Rossi, what was Glenn's?
Glenn's was about the NCAA tournament. By the way, the segment is called You Call It.
You Call It.
Oh.
You Call It.
So, yeah, Glenn
segment.
Wanted to discuss the NCAA tournament.
Okay. Lou wanted to talk about paying minor
MLB,
leaguers.
Yeah, MLB salaries.
And Christian Fourier, he wanted to talk about how there shouldn't be conversation at the dentist, which obviously won because we all feel the same way. So this is how that segment started, And you might notice there's a little bit of a twist here.
I was at the dentist the other day, and I almost feel like there needs to be some sort of button, some sort of alert. When you go into a dentist, you can tell them, inform them, maybe it's the nurse or whatever it is, that you don't want to talk while they're actually working inside your mouth.
Well, let me ask you a question.
While your mouth is open and they're drilling and they have gauze and there's that little sucky thing.
This is all very true, by the way, because, oh, and I don't even
usually
mind.
Dentists don't talk a lot.
Oh, mine does. It's not even the dentist. It's the hygienist who's cleaning your
but
teeth.
What they do is they just monologue. They're not asking you stuff.
Oh, mine does. Mine will say stuff.
You have a very clean mouth here, Mr. Arnold. You must do a really good job brushing your teeth. A nice job.
See, I don't even mind if it's a yes, no, because I can go, But when they're like asking you like how your day is or what do you do for work or all this other stuff, you're like, well. Can I spit? Like, what do you want me to do? Like, I got to be able to talk to you here. So I understand why they're doing this.
Yeah, because here's what happens. So they start drilling in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
They ask you a question. They stop drilling. And then you go, oh, yeah, it's your jar, it's your jar. And they keep drilling.
Well, they got that suction thing in your mouth,
there's
too. And it's making that noise.
And there's all over the place.
But so I
Uber,
tell you what, though.
Uber has this thing. Hold on, real quick. No, Uber has this thing where, because when I take an Uber ride, sometimes I don't want to talk to anybody.
Yeah.
But I feel like Uber drivers are similar to dentists.
This is not your job.
It's a conversational piece. So what Uber has is you can actually go on Uber and say, you know, red light or some whatever it is. I don't feel like talking to you. So just pick me up, shut the hell up, and let me ride. So there's no awkwardness, you know, or weirdness between the driver and the participant.
See, I already have an answer to that. And that is if they talk too much, and I don't mind if they're friendly and they want to talk a little bit, but when they're sitting there just chewing your ear off, and I got a couple of them down there in Fort Myers, they couldn't shut up or whatever. You know what I do? It's very simple. Give them a three.
You had a couple of dentists down there?
Words of wisdom from the big OG.
So he, all of a sudden, they decided to pivot. I mean, the segment was about dentists. They pivot, and the next thing you know, they're talking about Uber drivers. I think that's what he's talking about. Unless Glenn saw two different dentists
down
there.
See, that shows creativity on Christian's part. Because Christian's the one who took it from dentist to Uber drivers.
Okay.
That's the way you're going with that?
I'm
going
to try.
Because
he's bigger
maybe.
Than me, and he'll.
No,
I'll see him in the hallway soon.
That's true. That's true.
I like how we came up with the segment that whatever they talk about, we'll talk about at the 1:30.
I think we should have. We steal from
Red Sox take 3 out of 4.
I thought he would have been all about talking about the dentist.
And it's the Celtics.
Right?
Patriots start phase 3 of their offseason program today. Singles. Red Sox take 3 out of 4. I've never seen anything like it. He has been porked more than any athlete. With him having zero to do with it.
Wilt Chamberlain, he was referring to at that point. All right, Dale, that
Speaking
is...
Speaking of shingles.
That is the way the news goes.
Singles.
Thank you.
We'll get you back to the Chris Sale stuff. There is more information out there, and because apparently multiple sources now saying that the Red Sox and Sale are nearing a deal on a contract extension. I believe they have to wait to announce it until opening day. Because of luxury tax implications. But we'll talk about it when we come back and get to the calls with you. 617-779-7937. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
It depends when and where. Not if you're in a Walmart parking lot at 2 in the afternoon.
Hey, Robert can get out of this pretty easy because he didn't do anything illegal.
Florida man attacked by a crazy squirrel gone nuts.
Florida man worried about vampires intentionally burns down his home.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.